Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Love boxes. Can you imagine?
What do you want me to imagine?
Well, not that. But listen. Your team winning in sports.
Oh, they're winning.
Do you have a team?
I do.
Don't bring it up. I forgot. It's not football. Okay, anyway, so listen. Bring it up. We're talking about love here.
Okay,
cool. So think about this. That imagine if you're feeling unloved and you know, you feel like nobody's paying attention to you. And it's really happening. It's not like a lot of Americans.
Right.
It's not
a perception, right. It's a reality.
Right. There's no funding and it's just difficult. And all of a sudden one day, this big huge box shows up. I'm a big huge box. And it's called VFNKB Love Box. Mm. And you're carrying it, and somebody says, Who is this for? And they say, this is for you.
Yeah.
And you open it up and you have clothes, you have toys.
Yes.
You have toiletries, things that you couldn't, you know.
Quality things.
I mean, just amazing.
Yeah.
What does that feel like?
I mean, that's amazing.
And not only that, think about this. And then even Jesus says, he says it in Matthew 25, is it?
I think so, yeah.
He says, you know, when I was hungry, when I was thirsty, when I was naked, when I was in prison, how you responded to them is how you responded to me. Whatever you do to the least of these, you do it to me. So literally, that's actually giving a box of love on behalf of Jesus to Jesus.
To Jesus.
And Jesus is receiving that love. Is that possible to do anywhere?
It is possible. Let me tell you, it is being done right now in the Philippines.
And you can do it. It's all about VFNKB.com/lovebox. You can see it on your screen.
Yep.
You can see all this, all the material that's going on. There's some journalistic things helping explain things that are going on, how you can participate in it. It's going to touch your heart. It's been happening for some time. It's been happening even in the Philippines,
yes,
right?
Yes. Every time we share about this, actually more and more people get inspired and say, I want to contribute. I want to be a part. And you can do that, whether it's giving financially or giving some of the things that you want to send all over the world.
Let me explain how it works, too.
You get a box,
and the box is so huge that we can get you in the box.
Can you get me in it? Maybe.
They think you're much taller than anyway. So listen. It's just a big box.
Yes.
And you can put whatever you want in there, in that box, and legally, and then ship it to the Philippines for right around, you know, under $100 to be able to do that. And think about it, you can take it to your office, you know, and then your office, you can finally get focused on something outside your office, and everybody's working on love, putting love, and everybody wants to love. People who don't even know God wants to love, everybody responds to
Absolutely.
Love. Love will actually win somebody to the Lord. And then all of you put that in, you ship it off together. And by the way, we actually track it on both ends. You're able to see, you know, most of the time pictures and videos of them receiving. As a matter of fact, we're about to see some in just a moment. But imagine that taking place. So it could be your church gathering. It could be your family. You know, we like to ship them out from our family.
Sure.
You ship them out for your family.
Absolutely.
There's all kinds of ways to do it. But, of course, at VFNKB.com/lovebox is the details. But, John, tell us about the most recent box.
Most recent box. And we share these stories from time to time, so stay tuned. But
this ain't no shoe box. Now, this is a
big box. And this box went to the Philippines. And we have a story for you that we like to share. So stay tuned to these stories. This is about Marvy. Marvy is a 17-year-old young man who was raised in the Philippines but recently moved with his father and stepmother about 2 years ago in another home. She's been raised in another home. And his father works as a mechanic. It's a little background story to him. Mm-hmm. And last year when he was in 10th grade and all the basketball team, he didn't have sneakers for practice or for the game. So he had to borrow from his neighbor a pair of sneakers to go play basketball.
So he's never had any tennis shoes.
I don't know if he's never had them, but he didn't have them for sure to play basketball on the team.
He had to borrow.
He had to borrow from his neighbor, borrow a pair of shoes.
An American young man saying, I got to borrow your shoes. I mean,
to play basketball?
Wow.
And this is not the first time. We've heard of them. They love basketball in the Philippines, from what I hear. And a lot
of
students.
Why do you smile when you say that?
Well, I just wouldn't connect that. But
why
would
you not connect that?
They did not, from my understanding. Here's the deal.
Because they're not necessarily as tall as
that's not a necessary requirement to be tall to play basketball. However.
You played, right?
However, they played in flip-flops.
What's
basketball.
Flip-flop?
Just
shoes?
Sandals, yeah. Well, we would call it, because that's what they were, because it's hot over there.
Right.
But they were, so you know, and they're running and they're jumping.
Can't imagine playing basketball in that.
In flip-flops, come on. And so to have a pair of sneakers is a blessing to begin with, but then to have a pair that you can play basketball is huge.
Right.
So when we have some pictures.
Oh, you got pictures of this?
Yes.
Oh, take a look.
We've been able to send pants.
Oh, look at this.
And sneakers.
Look at your nice shoes.
Oh, yeah, you got some Reeboks in there. You'll see some more. You'll see some Nikes.
Oh, sorry about that.
Air Jordans there.
Look at these nice
shoes.
I mean, how many people right now, John, how many people right now in their closet have 10 pair of shoes? They're only wearing one or two.
Yeah.
And there's people walking barefoot around the world right now that you can actually be a part. As a matter of fact, you could find out the details at vfnkb.com/lovebox. But put those shoes on somebody's feet. It's you know, some people think it's like, oh, you got to have new. Like, if you have nothing...
Yeah,
you know what some people discard is they don't want to wear it anymore. It's like still fresh.
Of course, they're brand new. You can see that we'd like to send quality shoes out there as well. We don't send anything with holes, but these were greatly appreciated.
We like to stuff the shirts and different clothes in the shoes. We use every space in that box. You know,
and they're so grateful. I hear so many reports in my home all the time of just how happy they are to receive these things, sneakers and pants and things that we take for granted, toothpaste,
dishwashing soap, all that, bath cloths. As a matter of fact, you know, it doesn't have to be used. I mean, we have some people that just says, you know, they want to be able to bless with underwear and things. And if you're living in an impoverished area, believe it or not, probably the last thing that you actually have access to is underwear in general. Yeah. And so t-shirts and underwear, that type of thing. For
not
the boys
only
and
that.
The girls.
What we found out, too, is that American products are superior to a lot of the products they get. Like, I understand that China makes, because they get stuff from other countries as well. The stuff that China makes for the Philippines, it appears to be a lesser quality.
Well, and,
you
use the word superior, but you're not talking about, you know.
No, I'm talking about in quality. I'm talking about, quality.
It lasts longer.
So when they get a shirt from the United States, even though both these shirts are said are made in China, the products that are made for the United States are by far way better quality. So they love receiving American-made, you know, products. It's like a T-shirt is not a T-shirt. It's not a T-shirt.
Yeah.
It's a really awesome thing.
So look at these shoes. Imagine seeing these kind of shoes arrive. It's an amazing thing to see this take place. And I want to encourage you. Listen, it's time for you've been looking for a place to love. You've been wanting to love somebody, and they didn't receive it, or they got it twisted. And so you just lock down, you say, well, I'm not going to love anymore. Well, passion denied perverts. If you'll begin to let that love flow again, and there's people that are waiting to experience the love of God, they'll be totally grateful, you know, that you took the time to think about them and to put shoes on their feet.
Absolutely.
And put clothes on them and put certain kind of books that they can read and different kinds of, it's awesome. It's amazing. You put anything you want to in this box that God lays on your heart. We even have one particular young man, it was my grandson, my oldest grandson. He's an artist, so he actually drew art for them. And he said, I'm going to send some more art. And it's just, you know, whatever. Imagine somebody's thinking about you. And we're dropping them all over the Philippines, right? And we have places all over the Philippines, and it's just a wonderful people to bless. You know, I have a special place in my heart, too, for the Philippines. If you meet the Filipino people, you're going to just be, you meet Filipino-Americans, but to meet the Filipino people in the Philippines, it's amazing,
talented,
hardworking.
Grateful. And and that's the thing. And the Word of God says that to whom much is given, much is required. And we've been so blessed in America.
Yeah.
And we want to encourage you that if you've been grateful for how much the Lord has blessed you in your life, and you're looking for gratitude, as you were just saying, that is a place where people are grateful.
And I'm going to say this before we close. You know, you're thinking, I don't have time to be able to pack a box or to ship a box or to do the box myself, but I want to be able to do something else. What can I do? Well, two things. You go to vfnkb.com/lovebox, and you actually can pay to ship a box. There's options. I want to give towards having a box shipped, which is like basically under $100 for the box and all. And the other thing you can do is I want to give money towards helping to fill a box. And we actually have people that don't go out there and buy the same quality item for $1 million.
Sure.
They'll buy 10 of the things for the same amount of money because we want to get as much material as we can to them. And so you can give towards filling a box. And then we have people that are shoppers that will go out and begin to, and they have people that are already, you know,
partnerships, wise purchasing.
We have people right now that are contacting us in regards to saying, you know, we want to provide the toiletries. We want to provide for you the underwear for a good price. We want to provide for you, you know, shampoo, soaps, and that type of thing. And it's just, and maybe that's you. Maybe you have a lot of product like that and you think, man, I'm doing good in my business. I'd like to be able to bless the people in need with soap, because I have a soap company, I have a shampoo company, I have an undergarment company, and I'm doing these. What am I doing with these extra undergarments? Well, there's a way you can go there, vfnkb.com/lovebox, and find a way that you could ship that to us, and we can actually get that in a box and spread it all around the Philippines. There's just, listen, if you want to see a move of God in your heart and in your home and your workplace and your family and the nation and the world, it begins with love. For God so loved the world that he gave his son. And we begin to love others. And when you feel that feeling of somebody wanted to be loved and they say they're grateful, gratitude, it just releases more love. So don't miss your chance to be a part of the VFNKB Love Box. Go to vfnkb.com/lovebox.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.